Okay, so let's begin together Hakdama Chaf Aleph. So Hakdama Chaf Aleph is entitled Tanta, Par Vashach, which at this point means nothing to us, but he's going to explain what this means. He says, Kfar Nisbar, already explained to us before, Shashem is Barach, Barach Kol Alamos, El Yonim, Betachtonim, Bechav Beza Osio Satara. That up until this point we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world using the different letters, Acha Osios Atzmam, Hem Rakelim Rekanim Beli'ur. The letters themselves represent a kli, a utensil, a vessel, but a vessel that's empty. Kuguf b'li neshama, like a body without a neshama, so there's potential, but without a neshama giving it life, the body's nothing. So to the osios, without the or, without a certain energy, the osios are also meaningless. Fame keneged sfiras malchus deles le migarmaklum. The letters are like malchus, which have nothing on its own right. We discussed already, Malchus is just a vessel, a kli, that catches all the ore above. It comes down, trickles down from Chesed, Gevurah, and so on. So Malchus, once it gets something, so Malchus could act, it could move. But an os, once it's given, you know, os in the kudos, and the tamim, and trup, it can move. But without any fanfare, the osios themselves are meaningless. They're like Malchus. In order to draw down to them light, energy, life, there's a din of writing the tagin. The tagin are the little crowns on the top of the letters. Shatnez gates is where they have a particular crowns on top of those letters. Shatnez gates. And agavi osios shehem kemotzinor hamamshich or v'shefa milamala el haosios. Now those tagin, those little crowns, are there as pipes, connecting the os to any or any energy above. That's what a tagin functions as. Beim keneged sviras teferis. The tagin are teferis, but mamshich shefa v'chayus min asviros ha'elyonis l'sviras malchus. Right, teferis is right above. Teferis represents the spheres of chesed, gevurah, teferis, netzach, hod, and yesod. Those six is all teferis, one unit. And that's a pipe that brings whatever is above that, chachma bina, brings it down through teferis to get to Malchus on the bottom. So the Os is the Malchus, and the Tferis are the Tagin. Achein, Chayus Hazeh, Hanimshach La'osios Aidea Tagin, this life, this energy that is drawn down through the Tagin themselves, Ba'al Yideh HaNukudos Vatan. So now we have a Malchus, we have the vessel, we have the pipeline, but what's actually bringing the energy down? What's energizing it? So that's the Nukudos, the Osio, the punctuation, and the tamim is the trup, the song that we sing. So he explains, ki anukudos, the punctuations, nosin hora laosios. It gives a little bit of guidance to the letters eich laomim, how to say it. If you just look at a lot of my children when they're younger, they can't read a Tanakh without osios. There's no way. It could be every base could be a kamat, or it could be a pasach, or it could be a chirik. So the Nukudos gives it a little bit, or a lot, of guidance how it should be said. Rak Az, only once you've punctuated it, Mizgala Ayidei Ha'osios, Eze Havana Sichlis. Now, it gives it understanding. Kigon Ha'osios Samich Peresh. So take, for example, Samich Peresh. This Shoresh. Kozman She'ein Lam Nukudos, if there are no Nukudos, Ein Lam Shem Havana. You look at the just letters doesn't mean anything. You could pronounce it in many different ways, and they can have many different meanings. When you add punctuation to it, so then you're giving a form to the word. Now you could understand the necessary kavana. So he gives examples. If it was a punctuated sefer, it could be a book. A sofer is a writer. Siper is to tell a story. A sapar is a barber. Sefar, so there's so many different words you could go, just depending on how you punctuate it. So lachain anukudos heim keneged sfiras bina. So while the letters themselves are malchus, and the tagin are the tferis that's drawing down the letters, the actual or, the actual bina which comes down, that's the nukudos. The nukudos is the bina. The mother is the one that's creating, that's shaping the child. So the nukudos is shaping, it's shaping the letters, it's shaping the words. It's like the mother. V'hamashbas chayus u'mochin l'tferes u'malchus. So the mother is what's giving the child life, is what's giving the child some brain, some understanding. So now we have hatam. So that's what tanta is, by the way. If you haven't followed up until this point, we start with tanta. So tanta, the tes stands for tam, the nun is for nekudos, the tuf is for tagin, aleph is for osios. That's the Rashi Tevos here. So osios, backwards, that was malchus. The tuf is the tagin tferes. The nun and the nekudos is bina. So now we're going to the tes, which is the highest level. We're going to learn what tam is. Tam is what's truff. When you lay, there's a music to it. There's a song. So that's called tamim. So what's tamim accomplishing? So tamim, she'al ha'osios, these tamim, the chop that's on top of the letters, pulasam lahatim esatevet, to give some flavor to it, to taste to it. V'litein lahem ni'imus v'tam p'nim, to give a deeper understanding. We know that music is of the highest level. The Gra has a Talmud who wrote a sefer Pas Shulchan. The Pas Shulchan is a sefer, it's a sefer than the Hagdama. He quotes from the Gra that the highest subject out there, the highest chachma out there is song. Song is the highest chachma that exists. It takes you to the deepest level. And there are many reasons for why this is. But the Rav Chaim Vital writes that the reason why song is so powerful because it reminds the neshama of what the malachim are singing up in Shemayim. Right? The neshama comes from Shemayim. When they hear songs that come from a place of Kedusha, so then it's reminded and it gets inspired that's what's going on in Shemayim. That's the idea. But now, songs only last for so long. The moment it leaves, so then it leaves. The idea of a song is to inspire a person so that he could be able to learn and to do something with this. So we know Torah is also a song. Torah is something when a person learns the song of Torah, so then that's something that remains with a person. So they explain that when a person learns Gemara is the highest level of Limud Torah. So the Gemara is Rashi Tevos, so Gimel Mem Reish Aleph stands for Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel. When a person learns Gemara, he's surrounded by the Malachim. When you're singing the song of Gemara, that tune of Gemara, that's the Malachim. You're not going up to the Malachim. The Malachim are coming down to you, and you're singing that world. You're singing that world of Gemara. So that's why Tam, the sound, the song, is of the highest level. So he explains, Ma shelo haya efshel lahavin b'li hanigun v'atam, that which you can't explain without it. Lachein hatamim hem keneged sfiras chachma. Shu b'chines ha'av, so the tamim is the father, the chachma, v'hamashpia chayis u'mochen yosim p'nimim, the tferes u'malchus. It adds greater energy, greater light to then what the Bina, what Tferes and Malchus is accomplishing. And you know, that's why the Tamim is harder for us to understand the Trub. But the Gra always has these awesome Vortlach on different Tamim that exist in the Torah. Like Vayigash Elav, for example. That's like the most famous one. Vayigash Elav, it's a Kadma V'Azla. The Kadma V'Azla means he went forward. He was Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda was attacking Yosef. He was approaching Yosef. So he has a number of these different things about how the Trup connects to the particular Pasuk. It's really neat. But that's a much deeper level that Josh is to be understood from the Tamim. But the music itself, that gives it more feeling. So this is what's going on in a Pnimius way, the Os, the Tagin, the Nekudos, and then the Tamim. That's Tanta. Vine, HaTamim v'HaNekudos Hema Ne'lamim Naksav. Now, if you look in a Tanakh, so in the Chumash itself, in the Klaf, there's no Nekudos. You don't see Nekudos in there. You don't see Tamim. They're hidden. She'enem k'suvim al Sefer HaTorah. They're not written in the Sefer Torah. Rak nimsuru b'Torah shebal peh halach al Moshe Mishinah. They've been passed on from Moshe down to our generation. Kisharoshim hi lemala b'sfiros b'chachma bina, because they're very high level. The sources of Nekudos and Tamim are Chachma Bina. And Chachma Bina are the higher levels. If you remember, the Keser Chachma Bina are hidden from us. The seven lower ones from Chesed down to Malchus are a little bit more revealed to us. But since Chachma Bina, which represent Nekudos and Tamim, are hidden, they're Nikram. They're called Olamim Stimim Delo Isgalion. They're hidden words that are not revealed, and since they're not revealed, they can't be written down in the Torah, because they're hidden. They can only be passed on Torah Shebaal Peh. We've discussed this in the past, how, to a certain extent, Torah Shebaal Peh is a higher level than Torah Shebichsav. And we've explained this, that's, you know, the famous Ma'aser of Rabbi Kiva, Moshe Beinu. Rabbi Kiva somehow knew more than Moshe Beinu, he was privy to more information, and the Chazal tells it, Chavivin Yenoshel Divrei Sofrim Yoser Mi Yenoshel Torah, that the words of Divrei Sofrim are more Chaviv than the words of Torah. And it's the Lashon of Yayin, that again, the Chavivim Divrei Sofrim Yoser Mi Yenoshel Torah. Yayin represents Nichnas Yayin Yatzasod, that Yayin takes you to a hidden place. So not everyone's privy to that hidden place. So Rabbi Kiva was. Now even though Rabbi Kiva came after Moshe Rabbeinu, he was allowed to learn certain halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't exposed to. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, they asked the question in the class, how do you know these tagin, how do you know these drashas? And he answered halach Moshe Sinai. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it, so how could it be halach Moshe Sinai? Because there are certain things that were hidden and embedded in the Sefer Torah that were only exposed to later generations. So it's a much higher level, it's been hidden, but it's there. And that's why, there are 613 mitzvahs, the Tariq mitzvahs, but there's 7 mitzvahs midirabbanan. So 613 plus 7 is 620. They're really 620 mitzvahs, including mitzvahs midirabbanan. And that's keser. The keser is the tagin that Kiva is darshing. The tag is a crown, a keser. And in the luchos, there are 620 osios. They're keser osios in the luchos to indicate that even the mitzvahs midirabbanan are embedded in the Luchos, but not everyone was privy to expose them. It wasn't until later generations that Shlomo Melech was Masakin, some mitzvahs of Dirabanan. So the idea is that these things are more hidden than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to allow us. So Tamim and Nukudos are hidden. They're hidden from the Ksav. They weren't given to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you will. They're written down as letters, only there's no Nukudos, no Tamim, and it had to come later on. In fact, you find such a fascinating thing, just something you're reminded of. There's a Gemara in Gittin that has a machlokas, how the Torah was given. It's either called Megillah Megillah Nidna, or Chasuma Chasuma Nidna. What that means is, there's a wide range of machlokas how to understand them, but very simply, Megillah Megillah means each Megillah section, and Chasuma was like a conclusion. So, either Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah as Megillah Megillah, he was given, okay, as each story unfolded, he was given this section of the Torah, and he wrote it down. Or no, there were big moments. No, Kabbalah Torah, he was given the Torah, he wrote everything from that point on. And then, like, next big event at Har Eva, Har Grizim was another big event, he wrote everything in the past, 7 parshas. They're being big chunks, as Chasuma, or Megillah was, no, he'd given this parak, and then that parak, and that parak. That's a machlokas. So there's a fascinating Gra. The Gra says that the Gemara tells us in Bab Basra that Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last 8 psukim, and the Gemara says no, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last 8 psukim. Machlokas. So the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Lekach Tov. He had a full Torah. How could he have a full Torah if the last 8 psukim weren't there? So the Gemara says he wrote it bedim. He wrote in tears. So then the other opinion says, but how could Moshe Rabbeinu write his own death? So really, Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last 8 psukim. Who wrote it? So the Gra says, and connects these two machlokas, and it's beautiful. The Gra says, "The elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim." When it says in the Gemara that he wrote bedim, they wrote in tears. The word dima spelled not dal mem ayin hey as a tear; it's spelled dal mem ayin. Dal mem ayin from lashon of dimua means a mixture. The Moshe Rabbeinu was given the entire Torah chasuma chasuma as a package, but there were no spaces, there were no nekudos, there were no tamim. It was one long word. And then as each event unfolded, Megillah Megidna, he went back in and he had to dissect and decode what the event was. So he was given it, chasum, he was given like a big chunk, but it was just like, a run-on word, if you will. And then Megillah Megidna, he went back and it was Bedimah, the last 8 psukim he wrote is a mixture, Bedimah, because it wasn't broken into words and spaces. It was just 1 8 toxic, one long word. That was Bedimah, he wrote it. But Yeshua ben Nun also wrote it. He went back after Moshe died. Yeshua went back and was able to dissect. He was able to decode what that was. So the idea here is that, here as well, that certain things are hidden. So Moshe Rabbeinu, certain things are hidden to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when you have just the letters, so even though we have the spaces now, we know what the words are, you can't necessarily understand how to pronounce it, how to sing the words, until a higher level of knowledge, which is Chachma Bina, which are Almond Stimen Dlo Isgalion, the hidden word, the world that's not exposed. Achein Ha'osios V'Tagin Ksuvim. The letters themselves, the Tagin themselves are written, Lehedya Al Sefer Torah, those are clearly written in the Sefer Torah. Because kisharashim hu b'sfiras tferes amalchus, because they come from the world of tferes amalchus, which is the world we can understand. Hanikram, which is also called Almin Disgalion, the world that's revealed to us. The Ofen Pulason Hu Kedilahalam. Let's explain how this works. Bishasha Adam Kari Be Sefer Torah, when a person reads from a Sefer Torah, Vagam Kisha Omer Nispal, he stand up to Davin, Sarach Lechavin Lahamshech Liachet Elu Hadal Inyanim. He needs to pay attention to these four elements. When you read a letter, read a word, that you always want to, you know, try to figure out what takes so long for a person to daven. So for you and I, when we daven, so we could just like say the word slower or longer, like nothing really changes to us. But when you have people, you know, in the higher levels, tzaddikim, who know how these things work, when they're reading words, they're like, you know, looking at the letter and the tagin and the kudos and then the tamim. So when you read a word in the Torah, so you're being miyachi, these four in yadim hanikram tanta. Connecting tam and nekudos and tagin and osios. Behainu ki kasher omer es osios hakadoshos im hatagin. When you read the letters with the accompanying tagin, shelahem im nekudos hanechonu with the proper pronunciation, ubitam hanachon the proper trup, as hu mamshich or hachachma vabina hanirmazim b'hatamim hanekudos. Then you're able to reveal, you're able to draw down the chachma and the bina into the osios. So right now the osios are plain. The letters are plain. But when you say it the proper way, and when you say it the proper song, then you've just added this kedusha that's there. And you bring it to the Tiferes and the Malchus of Nirmazim, but Osios Yatagim. He says further now, Yine Yesh Chamesh Osios Mantzpach. Different ways pronounce it, sometimes Manatzpach, sometimes Mantzpach. See, Mantzpach is the accepted way for those who learn the Svarim and Chasidus. So the five letters of Mantzpach are Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chaf, which are all the end of letters, or some say these, you know, Mem Sofit, or Mem Sofis, or end of Mem. But these are the five letters that can appear both in the beginning, or middle, or the end of a word, and they change the form when they appear at the end of the word. Shem Mugbalim, they're defined. What does that mean, that they're defined? She'enam Yechon Lahikase B'chol Makom. You can't write an end of Mem wherever you want, and then Rak B'sof Hateva. The only appropriate place for an end of Mem, or an end of Nun, or an end of Pe, and so on, is only at the end of the letter. They're very, very limited in its ability. V'lachein, heima mor ma'midas din. Midas din has always been something that's limited. Chesed is always bringing out, and din is limited. You punish someone, you're limiting what he's able to do. So din is always a mitzamtzim. That's why women are typically compared to din and gvura, because women are limited. They're the tzanua, the way they are. Men are more outgoing, in terms of what they're trying to accomplish, and they're more chesed. So din is always mitzamtzim something, making it limited. So when these end the letters, the matzpach letters are always at the end, they're limited in their usage. So they're considered din. Ki chol tzimtzim romez l'din. Anytime there's limitation, it's din. So like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so then he removed himself, so the lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is din. That means it's punishment, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So tzimtzim is always din. Masha'en kein shar ha'osis, other letters, yichol nihikasev hein b'tchilas ha'teva. Every other letter of the al base can be written, you know, the beginning of the letter, the end of the letter. They're not limited. They could be mashpir wherever they want. That's chesed. Every other letter is chesed. But these five are dinim. Now, by the way, I'm not sure, I think we mentioned this in the past in terms of gematrias. Mantzpach are also gematrias after tuf, which is 400. Mantzpach goes on. Mem is 500. The end of mem is 500. The end of nun is 600. End of chaf. I'm out of order. End of chaf is 500. End of mem is 600. End of nun is 700. End of pe is 800. End of tzadi is 900. That's how they go on in terms of gematria. They're at the end of the aleph beis. Ubiosios mantzpach yesh beis sugim. They're really five different groupings. We'll see how this all connects. Mantzpach apsuchos, if they're open, so heim dina rafia. Well, that means it's a weaker type of din. This is something that comes up Rosh Hashanah. We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. One day Rosh Hashanah is what's called the dina kasha, which was the next paragraph we'll see. And there's dina rafia, which is a softer type of din. So what's a softer type of din? Kevin she'enam mitzumtzamim legamri, since they're not completely limited, kevin she'echolin lehikasev berosh rosh ateva b'emtziyasam. When mantzpach letters are written not as the end of mem, but a regular mem, a regular nun can be written at the beginning of the letter, or the middle of the letter, they're not as limited. They can be written at the end of the letter, right? A lamed can be written beginning, middle, end. A yud, beginning, middle, end. Aleph, beginning, middle, end. A regular mem is only the beginning and the end, and the middle, not the end. An end mem is only at the end. So they're limited. It's not three. There are three possibilities. So anything that can be written at all three possibilities, middle, rather beginning, middle, end, that's chesed. When it's something that can be written only the beginning or the middle, like an end, like a regular mem or a regular nun, those are a dina, it's limited, but it's a soften, because it has two options. And that which can only be written at the end, such as an end of mem, an end of nun, that is called, we'll see, a dina kasha. But since these regular mems and regular nuns can be written either the beginning or the middle, v'ein mem rak k'tas simsim, there's only little limitation to its usage. V'din l'fisha einam yechol nikase b'sof ha'teva, since they cannot be written at the end of the word, k'mo shar osios, they're considered a softer form of din. And the Bey's, the second category of mantabach hastumos, that are closed, which is, as he has in the brackets here, the shapes, that's an end of mem, end of nun, end of tzadi, end of fe, end of chaf, heim din akasha, they're considered a strong, an aggressive form of din. Kihema mitzum tzamim lagamri, they're completely limited. Kevin she'enam yicholin likasev lo betchilas hatev lo betmem tziyasa, they can't be written in the beginning, and nor the middle, rak besof, only at the end of the word. V'chasher tachshav mispar elu osios, that when you end up doing the gematria of these letters, the mantabach, shem dinim, ola misparm reshpe, they add up to 250. Now this is using gematria as regular. So 40 plus 50 is 90, plus another 90 is 180, plus pe is 260, and chaf is 280. So that's reshpe. Reshpe is 280. V'hem bechinas par dinim, d'hanodayim, shemhem nimshach kol hatzaros, Yisurim v'cholam shabom v'rachman l'tzlam. That adds up to 280. That's oftentimes referred to in this farm. Reish is 200. Pei is 80. So you know, this is a lot of information. One thing, maybe we should stop here and let everyone absorb this a little bit, and maybe next week we'll go through some gemaras, how this all connects. Okay, so let's stop here then. So these won't have to wait.